Now, Tommy Berry's going to join us in just a tick, but James Cummings is very much a part of tomorrow, Sydney and Melbourne. Morning to you, James.
Hi, Andrew. How are you?
Yeah, very well, mate. We haven't spoken for a few weeks. How's it all going?
Yeah, terrific, thanks. You set the barrier trials this morning. There's a fresh breeze coming through. There's some up-and-coming two-year-olds at the trials, and we sent Duke of Valentino around after winning it. Eagle Farm a few weeks, 3 weeks ago, and you might see him in the Winter Challenge in a couple of weeks.
Okay, so back and enjoyed it. I must admit, I've seen a couple of the trials, but not the first. Did he go okay for you?
He went well, yeah. He galloped sweetly to the line.
Okay, so maybe in a couple of weeks there. We had Vin Cox on a couple of weeks ago, and we were talking about the Everest, James, just in relevance to what could be around, and he certainly mentioned that the possibility is there with Elise. How's she coming up?
Yeah, she's in good shape. I might trial her late next week.
Yep.
The set of barrier trials at Rose Hill. It'd be lovely to get on the course proper. But the missile will come around in early August. It's on the 10th, and I think that she'll be ready to go there.
Okay, so she's having a good prep. Is it one, I don't want to put you on the spot, because obviously you've got to do some wheeling and dealing, but is she one that you think could deserve an Everest slot?
Look, I think that I'm told she's fairly high up in the market. She's probably in the first half dozen of horses that are capable of winning the race. And a horse that was able to win the Expressway so nicely first up last preparation, you would imagine if she could run well in the missile, she's going to get a lot of attention. And she's a brilliant 6 furlong filly. So I'd say she's sort of got to be on people's radars. And the only reason I've got to be a little bit guarded is because there's a couple of others there in the stable that'd be burning along pretty well too. Like, people can't forget that not so long ago Trekking walked away with the Stradbroke. And that if you're interested in a young sprinter on the rise, well, you know, he's like the next sort of horse coming through, not unlike Red Zell when he was on an upward spiral.
Now that's
not to undermine at all the efforts of Osborne Bulls, who's second in 5 Group 1's last preparation.
Exactly, and I think he's second favourite without getting a slot at the moment, Osborne Bulls. Is there a 2-year-old about to turn 3 that could be?
I don't think so.
No, okay. You're going to focus in, there's such a large group. But one I keep getting asked about, ask James about Kiyomichi. It gets a little bit forgotten in the makeup. Won a slipper, so shouldn't be. Where's Kiyomichi up to?
Well, I think it weighed for age in October. She carried 51 kilos. I recall, if I got the right name, Tulip might have run 4th or 5th in the Everest in the first running of the race with that weight for age allowance.
Yep.
And let's face it, you know, Tulip hadn't achieved what Kiyomichi had. But our focus, as we've discussed, is probably going to be for the 3-year-olds to stick to Black Tight.
Yep.
For the springtime. And we will have the opportunity to discuss that more, and the slots aren't all gone yet.
Yep, so understand.
Forgive me for thinking out loud about that.
Yeah, I like it when you think out loud, because you're saying things without sort of the audience is hearing them as you're thinking about them.
but she's come back squealing. I'm telling you, after a gallop, she's feeling fantastic. That filly, she does. I'm sure she's going to really enjoy getting her toe in, and we'd have to, for her sake, pray for a few wet tracks in the spring. But she's come back well, and you know, we're delighted with the way she's moving and using herself in the gallops, and looks like she's enthusiastic about getting back into it.
That's good. Just before, just trying to get another outward thought from you while you're in this sort of mood. Can I ask you about the others? I mean, there's such a large group. Have you got at this stage a base of where you want to take the group of 2-year-olds that are going to turn 3? There's such an array of them, James.
Yes, I do. Nothing's locked in because, we're really going to have to be on the ball to feel our way through the preparations for a lot of these horses.
Yeah.
I don't want to be too locked into any plans with too much rigidity, I think that will come back to bite us.
Yep.
So a few of them we've held back a little later because it is a long spring. Some are looking forward and ready to hit the ground running in August, and we're just going to let them take the wraps off themselves when they're ready. And that's a privileged position that we can be in, and we're quite happy with where they're all at.
Yep, understand. All right, mate, I'll go through tomorrow. Lanagira looks to be an excellent hope. There's a big spruik for Spend, this rich colt for Hawks Racing, but Lanagira did the job over the short trip there at Newcastle.
He did. He won quite impressively. It was a blistering performance. Whether 1,100 metres on a wet track is going to be right up his alley, I'm not quite sure. Has there been a track upgrade this morning from Rosehill, Andrew?
It's an 8, but very close to a 7.
Right, so it's a 7.5.
Yes, it'll get to 7 probably tomorrow.
Okay, well, look, the prospect is that he's going to be full of running at the top of the straight. Lots of respect to Spend. In fact, Vin Cox is underbidder on Spend at the Ealing Sale, so I always ask Wayne Hawks if Michael gives me nothing. I always ask Wayne Hawks every time I go down to Flemington and ask him where he's at, that horse, and I see a little glimmer of excitement.
Glistening in his eyes.
Yeah, there's a real glistening. I mean, there's a glistening most mornings, but
there is with Wayne.
When I mentioned the name Spen, and look, he's going to be a pretty tough horse to beat. I think Tommy Berry said it's going to take a really, really good horse to beat him. So, anyway, 2-year-old racing this time of the year is always fascinating. There might not be group races, you know, but every time one gets up and wins, the trainers start talking about group races in the spring, and then for that reason alone, they're always probably the most interesting race of the day.
Yep, understand. Faistos in race two, it's one that seems to really enjoy the soft ground if it gets back to a 6 or 7.
Yes, that would be more in his favour, particularly with that big weight. I have provisionally looked around for a rider, found a rider for the 3-year-old handicap at Flemington next week, just in case we weren't perfectly suited by the conditions. But he's pretty tough, and he's looking good since his surging effort to finish second last time, and the step up should play into his hands nicely.
What are we going to do with Deity?
Well, look, up to 1,100 metres will be better for her, I think, and I'd say the form out of her effort last week will be good. I thought it was a good enough race.
Yep.
And she's returned with two good runs now, and looks to be ready to offer something a little more now.
Okay. So all right. So that's Deity. What about Goolway? You've scratched Organza, which we'll get to, likely to run down in Melbourne. What about Goolway here over the 1,400?
Well, Goolway just looks certain to get a good run, save his energy, enjoy the winter ground.
Yep.
And now that we've got him back in winning form, I thought his runs in Queensland of all were all good, but to get him in that winning form now has to give us that bit more confidence, despite the fact that we carried the penalty of his win last time into this, and I think he'd have to be one of the leading chances in the race.
The winter dash, El Manzora, do we just rule a line through it after the start?
Yeah, the start, and, you know, Robbie Dolan thought he had her in a rhythm, and he was just about perfect in the early stages, but he said it was just sort of, there was just an inch in it, and she wanted to get a little bit keen with him. Mm. And you can't afford to be keen in the middle stages on winter ground like that, and she paid the price. Nevertheless, she still looked the winning chance at the 300 as she ran into the race, but loomed up and ran out of gas. So she's got to be better for that effort. I'd love for it to be 1,100 metres for her, but she's going to have to get out there and prove she can run that strong 6 furlongs now.
Yep. And what about the stablemate Wagner, who's Tommy Berry's on, and a slightly better barrier than El Manzora tomorrow?
Yeah, look, drawn better than her. He's going to have to enjoy improving ground for him to be at his best. He didn't knock him around, Tommy, last time, convinced that the horse wasn't responding on the ground, and he's shown that in the past, but really proved it last time. So I need to see the ground better for him.
Melbourne tomorrow, I won't go through them all. You've got five runners there, but Organza, you've taken the choice of, I presume, running down there, but have you been looking for a better service with Gododdin?
Look, yes and no. She actually went down for a suitable target in Melbourne a few weeks ago, but just didn't travel down there the way we would have liked.
Right.
And we pulled her out so as not to run any risks. She's had a mid-prep trial that your listeners would have to go digging for through the VRC jump out website.
Yep.
Things aren't quite as easy to do down there for some reason. And she's had a nice mid-prep trial, and so she should be ready for this effort at Caulfield. And it's about, you know, it's about just placing the horses, particularly those sort of three-year-olds that are coming through the grades as well as we can.
And Soothing first up, how forward is she?
Well, I think she's had a good preliminary. She hasn't cut any corners. We haven't had to rush her to get her here. The race has been in the back of my mind for a while, but you know, I didn't think it'd suit her perfectly, for a couple of reasons. One is that she's not really a weight for age horse, but the history of the Sir John Monash says that maybe 2 years out of three that it's not a genuine weight for age horse required to win it. But the second thing is that she had these quite peculiar ballot orders in weight for age races like that in Melbourne, and she hasn't done any more than win a Saturday race in Sydney, so she was quite a long way down the ballot order. Anyway, long story short, luckily she's gained a run, and I see she's quite well respected because her performance in August last year, fresh up over 1,000 metres at Randwick, was quite something.
Yeah.
And it was the performance of a horse that was destined for black type performances, and she's been able to do that without winning. This is the first time we've got her genuinely fresh up from a spell for a long time, and her training suggests that she's in really good shape to be producing a solid first up performance again.
Righto, so that's Soothing in the Sir John Monash Stakes tomorrow.
She's up against the former stablemate, Bandy.
Yes, you know. Bandipur.
Richard Lamming's been getting the inside information from my track work riders.
Oh, really?
I must have a stable leak.
You wouldn't have a stable leak, surely. But it's interesting to see Craig with him staying with.
Yeah, maybe Craig is one of the leaks.
He could be. He could be. He's a very hard convincer, is Craig, when he gets wound up about something. He really does try to convince you. But it'll be interesting to see how Richard, because you go through different times of the year, James, and Godolphin, like others, you're there to sell if you don't think, you know, all the options are there to do that.
Yeah, and he's got really good racing left in him, that horse.
Yeah.
So they've done a good job finding a very suitable race for him.
All right, they've just hit the line in trial seven out there. I better let you go. There's 23 of them. James, are you staying till the end?
Yes. Although I'm not trialling on the poly, so, you know, staying okay. To the end of the grass track trials.
So the one thing that we need to do is get next week's trials at Rose Hill, the main trials being run on the course proper.
Yes, please.
Lindsay will be listening. We'll wait and see what the weather does. I think the weather will be quite crucial to that. Hey, thanks for all that. Really appreciate it on behalf of our listeners.
All right. Thanks, Andrew.